This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
So when we lost power last night at the trading post, and I got to give it to everybody. They hung around for a good 45 minutes or an hour or so afterwards. So, I mean, you can eat pizza in the dark. You really don't need the lights.
Nobody sees the tomato sauce on your face.
That's right. We're at the Lobster Trap here in Bourne, and it is roadshow number 2. Whole bunch of Cape Codders up early. Thanks, you guys, for being here this morning. Thanks for being there last night. Had an awesome turnout last night at the trading post, and it was great to see everybody last night.
And Neil is back, which is very important to me. Yep. He wasn't in Springfield. I was very nervous, but Neil is back. So
Neil has been to, I think, every road show since we started 4 years ago, and so great to see everybody. Sensei, the official courtroom artist of the Greg Hill Show, is here. Painting away over there.
Yes.
So I guess Sensei is working on, Ken told me Sensei is doing a Celtic City themed painting this morning. It'll be done by mid-show or whatever. And then, as we always do at road shows, we will auction that off for the Greg Hill Foundation. So if you make it over here, then you will be able to check that out. And if you're not able to make it, you can watch the show this morning on YouTube or on Twitch. And this show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers. And you can go see them in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, if you are in the market for a diamond. Not only will they sell you the diamond that you want for the lowest price, but they'll teach you all about diamonds as well at Springer's. So, and you can, if you're not able to listen to the show on the radio this morning or any morning, you can stream it at weei.com. You can download the Odyssey app and listen on the app from wherever you happen to be, whenever you want. You can also, on the Odyssey app, leave a Hill Note, a voice note on any topic, and we will play the best Hill Notes back at about 9:20 on this morning's show. So we got a lot to get to before 10, and then Wiggy is, Mr. Baseball, is going to head up and catch a doubleheader. They're playing two today. You're gonna go to both?
No. I'm only going to tonight's game.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Your sudden fascination with baseball is interesting.
My kids love it. My two boys love baseball.
Okay. It's interesting to me. You must have been paid off.
No.
He's certainly not paying for the tickets.
No, I don't pay for the tickets. Shout out Boss Man, wherever he is.
That's not Ken.
Yeah. Shout out Boss Man, the big boss, wherever he is. I don't pay for the tickets. Yeah. But if I had the opportunity or had that type of bread, I would probably buy season tickets like right on the first baseline.
You would?
In that little lot, because I was sitting in the field box. Have you ever sat there before?
Yeah.
It is like really, I'm telling you, see the game from a different light. And when you watch baseball in person, it just seems like it goes by quicker. It's more engaging versus when it's on TV at the house. It's just kind of like there in the background.
And I know you get Sweet Caroline, which you love. So
no, I hate that song. I wish they'd get rid of it. I hate Sweet Caroline.
Good.
I hate that song and Josie that they play at the Patriots. Time for some new stuff.
What?
What? You yeah. hate the outfield? That's nobody. Nobody. Yeah. Nobody hates the outfield.
I mean, just drove off the road.
I like the song. It's not like I don't like the song, but it's like
you're sick of it.
Yeah, let's get a new song at the Patriots game. Yeah.
All right. We have a lot to get to, including our leads. So let's get to those right now, Jackson.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Amateur mistake on that one.
You know what? It's funny because you told me to set up the song
ahead of time.
Did you have to dump out of the whole song?
No, just that part. Just 10 seconds.
I
set up the songs ahead of time, and I listened for the first 20 seconds of each one.
Don't make excuses. I told you.
Pound the problem.
I told you
that would have not.
No, I didn't listen all the way. I listened to the first 20 seconds.
Well, don't you know the song?
Yeah, I do, but I never remembered hearing a swear in that. I haven't heard it in 20 years.
Cheat code, Jack. Just Google the lyrics.
And good
then
idea.
You can scan through and see.
Sorry about that.
Nothing is as jarring at 6:30 a.m. as a loud F-bomb on the Cape.
You got that?
On the Cape.
You want to know why I go to Costco? You never hear F-bombs.
Gosh, I see Boss Man Laird. He's on his phone already.
No. Sending angry text messages.
Nah, he
is notorious for the song. For letting something slip,
Jackson.
Yeah, it's happened in the past.
Because he just willy nilly throws it out there. The zero prep involved.
Oh, there was very. I mean, you talked about Outkast yesterday. So, I mean, Outkast, Everlast.
Everlast. Yeah. So I knew. Yes,
Outkast is
that
great.
That was Eric Everlast Schrody, and Everlast and our 9 o'clock guest this morning, Slane, worked together a lot. So I understand why you did that. Certainly appreciate that.
And speaking of mistakes, can I just bring it back to the trending sheet real quick? That was not me. Mitchell Rooney stepped up and admitted fault.
Yes. Oh. No, I'm sorry, Jackson. I thought that it was just me and you in there. Mitch was in there. Mitch took blame. My apologies.
All right. Well, Mitch can do no wrong. Round of applause for Mitch, our vice president.
The best. The man.
Vice president of Twitch services, the man in black.
The nicest, sweetest man.
Does a phenomenal job with this show visually every single day and deserves a lot of credit for that. All right. Leads are brought to you by Subaru of New England, and you can find your local authorized Subaru retailer when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Shime, good morning. Isn't it nice to have Shime here in person, everybody?
Yeah.
It's nice to be here.
Awful week for him. Horrible week for him, but he's here.
It's like the cherry on top.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
You were presented with a very nice trophy last night. At the Trading Post, and I'd like to thank the Fraternal Order of Police here in Massachusetts for bringing Scheim a shortest drive trophy last night. 4 inches, I believe, was the measurement on that baby.
Four yards.
Oh, okay.
4 yards. Okay. Give me some credit.
All right.
A little bit longer.
So, well done, and your lead this morning.
Yes, good morning. So, one of the things this week that people have been a little apprehensive about was the Drake May 4 interceptions. Mm-hmm. I'm here to tell you, not a big deal. Don't worry about it. And the reason why is because one of the reasons Drake is throwing those interceptions is because he's building a rapport with young rookie receiver Kyle Williams. And Kyle Williams is going to be awesome. He's the third round receiver they got in the draft this year. He is electric. He is going to have a lot of opportunity, and May is already showing the trust in him to give him those 50-50 balls down the field. Now, the thing with 50-50 balls is sometimes it doesn't go your way, and Christian Gonzalez, an all-pro type cornerback, is going to pick it off every once in a while. That's going to happen. But the more important thing is that Kyle Williams is there and that Drake May feels comfortable enough to take those deep shots already with him. That's in Drake May's DNA. It's one of the things I was kind of bummed about not seeing last year is not enough of that gunslinger mentality. I just want to rip it down the field. You didn't really have a receiver that could go do that. Now you do. I think Kyle Williams could have a massive, massive impact. It's one of the reasons I loved this draft. Travion Henderson at running back, Kyle Williams at receiver. This is going to be a really, really prime spot for Drake to kind of just let loose. It's going to be, look, there's going to be some interceptions you're going to scratch your head about. Mm. That's going to happen. It is very Brett Favre-esque. That's how I would phrase it to anybody. He could go for 450 and 4 touchdowns on Monday Night Football, or he could throw 3 interceptions in a game. Like, that is totally feasible. I admit that. There's going to be some peaks and valleys, but I think for the most part, especially this year, with the way the schedule is lined up, I think you're going to see a lot more peaks. So I'm very excited for the New England Patriots.
Speaking of running backs, as you were, what is going on with Ramondre Stevenson? Is he like dealing with a family issue or something?
His father passed away.
Okay. Yeah. And is he coming back?
He came back, I believe.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. He's back. Okay.
Good. He is now back. Yes.
All right. Okay. Good. All right, Scheim. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Curtis.
Good morning.
Good morning. Political, but not political. Kelly Ayotte, who replaced our governor, Governor Sununu in the great state of New Hampshire, has proposed a bell to bell phone ban in all New Hampshire public schools. Which means when you arrive, the phone goes away. When the bell of the day ends, you get your phone back.
All right.
Very simple.
I like it.
And I would also say that there should be something, I don't know, I'm not technologically sound, but you know how if you have an old phone, there are certain homes where there's women who have been abused or people that can't afford a phone would have a phone just for the opportunity to call 911 in the event of an emergency?
Yeah.
Have your phone set to something, so if, God forbid, something happened in your school, you can call out. But my generation is very fortunate because social media arrived when I was in college. So all the years I was a total, I mean, I made up for it, believe me, Google it. But I made a total ass of myself before social media.
Yeah.
And God only knows, like, my friends and I were talking about the things we did, dumb, stupid things that kids do in high school.
Yeah.
And idiots. And I was the biggest. What the phone does is it precludes person-to-person connection. Every generation, I know I sound like I'm 80, beneath me, it's like they all walk like they're the walking dead staring at the ground. That has to change. And when you're at school, it's not, because think, if I had my phone today in high school during physics class, I'd be watching Brady highlights the whole time.
Right, right.
Like, yeah. You're not going to be sitting there watching the teacher, and the kids will always be one step ahead of the parents in the next generation.
The only issue
I love
with
it,
that,
Curtis.
I'm with Curtis as well, but they're all on iPads now anyway. Like all these schools, they get laptops or they get iPads. They don't even get textbooks anymore, so they're going to be able to watch, you know, the YouTubes, the Brady highlights, whatever on that. I'm with you though when it comes to bell to bell. I think that there should be some type of lock situation. I don't think that the phone should be taken away in case of emergency, but they should be put into a bag or something so that they can't use it.
And
I think,
however they do it.
Be honest. Mm-hmm. If you had to, how long could you go without your phone?
A long time.
No, really?
You could not.
Yes, I could.
You are posting every 5 seconds.
I'm really not. That's a fraudulent take. I understand what you're doing here. I will say, if you asked any of my friends, I am the person, my phone is usually in my bag when I'm at dinner.
It is?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll maybe take a photo of the food and put it away.
Food eats first?
Yes.
Yep. Phone eats first?
I am not the person that's sitting there. I think it's extremely rude when you're at dinner with somebody and they're on their phone the entire time, or if you're hanging out with somebody and they're on their phone the entire time.
Could you go a full day without it?
Yeah.
If you could.
I could.
Wow.
Yeah. This sounds like a show. You wouldn't be able to tell your mom. We should all see how long.
I don't think I could go without it.
No, I could.
For a full day.
I actually think.
I could go 2 hours.
I think that sometimes when I'm at dinner, my parents are worse than I am. If I'm at dinner with you, sometimes I look over and you're worse than I am.
Yeah. No, because you have it in front of you. So yeah. I think what Kelly Ayotte wants to do in New Hampshire is great. I think. Do you guys agree? Does everybody feel like that's?
I love it. Yeah. Good lead, Curtis.
I think the argument from parents, whenever we've had this discussion, the argument from parents is they want to be able to get in touch with their kids if something bad happens.
And so, you know what? Somehow, when I was 6 at Chickering School in Dover, they call the principal.
Yeah.
And they say, Christopher, you have to go to the main office.
Well, but their argument would be that there weren't, in your time, in my time, there weren't really school shootings. They were, you know, it was.
Right. But now people use their phones to sext with their teachers.
Right.
But they could do that off hours.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm talking about. Well, at least make it different, more difficult when you're not at school.
Yeah. And the thing that I said, Greg, and I've always said this, if you want to put the parents at ease, do what, you know, there are some schools that do out there. When I went to school, you had metal detectors and you had police officers in school.
Yeah.
So then parents would have, they would have at least this peace of mind that it would be very difficult for somebody to bring a weapon into school and, you know, do some damage. So
you should
do that.
Great lead, Curtis.
Thanks.
All right.
Good job.
We are at the Lobster Trap in beautiful Bourne, Massachusetts, on the Cape, and kicking off Memorial Day weekend with a roadshow. It is roadshow number 2. Next week, 1 week from today, we will be in Newport, and we will be at the Lobster Bar. So we're going. It's only lobster-themed restaurant. As part of the roadshow, but we'll be down in Newport the night before, and we'll be at the Landing, so can't wait to see all of you Rhode Island people next week. But this morning on the Cape, all morning long, and we will be right back with the rest of today's leads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.